Blog Talk Radio.
Glory to God on tonight. He is
truly our on-time God. Hallelujah. Yes, he is. We want to welcome and thank everybody for choosing us tonight. This is more than an hour of power. I'm your host, El Andre Prevost, and you know, First Lady ain't too far from me. Praise God. Hallelujah. We are about to have a blessed time in the Lord on tonight. Bless the name of the Lord. Before we go any further, amen, let's go to the throne of grace. Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we just want to thank you. We want to thank you on tonight, Lord, for life, health, and strength. We want to thank you, Lord, for provision. We want to thank you, Lord, for making our crooked path straight, Lord, for ordering our steps, Lord. Hallelujah. We just want to thank you. We just want to praise you. We just want to magnify you, Lord, because you're worthy to be praised. You're worthy to be lifted up. And we want you to know tonight, Lord, that we love you, that we appreciate you, Lord. There's none other like you, none sit beside you, and none ever will, Lord. Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah, Lord. We just praise you. We just magnify you tonight. We want to bind, we want to rebuke, and we want to cast away any work of the enemy tonight.
Yes, Lord.
That's how we're from receiving your word on today.
Yes.
Hallelujah. And once again, Lord, we thank you. Once again, Lord, we praise you. Once again, Lord, we magnify you. Hallelujah. And we want you to know we love you and we appreciate you for everything you do. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Hallelujah. And amen. Bless the name of the Lord on tonight. Hallelujah. We thank God on tonight for everybody that called in, everybody that tuned in. This is more. Hallelujah, than an hour of power. Glory to God. Hallelujah. We come to bring you the word, hallelujah, of God on tonight. Praise God. I want to give a quick shout out to my brother in Christ. Amen. Apostle Elder Nick Curry, I hear him on the line. Amen. Thank God for him on tonight. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. And a shout out to the Committed Jewish International Worldwide Fellowship. Hallelujah. Is on the line.
Hallelujah.
Amen. We thank God for them on today. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. We want to go ahead and dive into the word on tonight. Amen. Praise God. We thank you for joining us. Amen. We want to allow you to call in tomorrow night. Tomorrow night, Apostle Curry will be giving the word. In case y'all didn't know the schedule on Mondays and Wednesdays, Apostle Curry gives the word. On Tuesdays and Thursdays, I bring forth the word. And on Fridays, you can laugh for the open mic session. Amen. And we invite y'all to call and tune in with us on that night. We want to hear your questions. We want to hear your comments. Bless the name of the Lord. Praise God. Hallelujah. And we want, amen, those questions that you have to be answered. We want to pray with you. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Because the Bible says this, when two or more agree on a thing in the earth, it shall be done by the Father who is in heaven. We want to agree with you. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Amen. And we want to watch God move in your life. Praise God. Hallelujah. How many of you know God knows what you need? Hallelujah. God knows, hallelujah, what you need. Praise God. Hallelujah. And God has already made, amen, the provision. Praise God. Hallelujah. You just got to see that he's already done it. Hallelujah. And once you believe that he's already done it, once you have the faith that he's already done what he said he was going to do, praise God, then it will manifest in your life. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. I want to hit the Old Testament up tonight. Hallelujah. Let's go to 2 Chronicles chapter 7. Glory to God. 2 Chronicles chapter 7. And we're going to be reading, starting at verse number 12. 2 Chronicles chapter 7, verse number 12. Praise God on tonight. Hallelujah. Amen. Let me set up what's happened thus far in the scripture. Hallelujah. We're coming in on the point where Solomon has finished the house of God. Praise God. Those of you that know the story, praise God. Solomon built him a house and he built God a house. Praise God. Hallelujah. And he adorned it with gold. Hallelujah. Praise God. And it was a magnificent, hallelujah, structure. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. And at this point, Solomon has finished it. Praise God. Hallelujah. And he has prayed over it. Hallelujah. Praise God. And now God, the Lord, amen, is about to come to Solomon. Praise God. Hallelujah. But once again, 2 Chronicles chapter 7, verse 12. It reads, and the Lord appeared to Solomon by night and said unto him, I have heard thy prayer and have chosen this place to myself for a house of sacrifice. Let me stop right there. If this was back in the day, glory to God, this was back in the day when the church was the built. Glory to God, hallelujah. And God, amen, is telling Solomon, amen, you built this place, and I've chosen it. See, it ain't enough for you to build a place. Hallelujah. God has to choose the place. Praise God, hallelujah. Amen. He has to choose the place that he's going to dwell in. Just because you built it don't mean he's going to dwell there. Glory to God, hallelujah. And fast forward nowadays, we are the church. Jesus said it like this, if you tear this temple down, I'll build it back up in 3 days. Glory to God. And they thought he was talking about the temple, the synagogue, the building. Hallelujah, amen. But he was talking about his body. Glory to God, hallelujah. So Solomon has built a building. Hallelujah, amen. But now the building, in this time, the building is the body. So what, hallelujah, how have you built your body? Glory to God. How have you built yourself? Glory to God. Hallelujah. Amen. The Bible speaks of a foundation. Glory to God. Hallelujah. What is your foundation built on? Praise God. See, when I'm talking about building the body, I'm not talking about putting your skeleton together. Hallelujah. And organizing your organs in the right place. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Making sure your eyes are in the socket. Hallelujah. Amen. I'm talking about your inner self. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Because when you build up your inner self, glory to God, hallelujah, you have to be building in mind that I am building something for God to dwell in. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Praise God. And no doubt, hallelujah, the truth there, but no doubt there was an inspection. Hallelujah. Amen. I used to, amen, be a restaurant manager, and every time we got ready to open up a new restaurant, glory to God, somebody had to come out and give an inspection and say, yeah, it's okay to open this up, glory to God. If we didn't have everything up to code, hallelujah, we couldn't open. Praise God, hallelujah. We just wasted some money, praise God, we got to put some more money in, hallelujah, in order to get this place up to code, hallelujah, in order for us to do business. Glory to God, hallelujah. Amen. Now we're talking about God's heavenly business. Glory to God, hallelujah. Amen. And he said, amen, I've chosen this place. I've inspected this place. Hallelujah, praise God. And you pass. See, when you pass, hallelujah, that's what it's all about, getting to that point where God, hallelujah, praise God, says, I will dwell within you. What we call it today is receiving the Holy Ghost. Maybe I might be moving too fast for some people. Stay with me. Glory to God. Hallelujah. We call it receiving the Holy Ghost. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Amen. And he said, praise God, I've chosen this place to myself. To myself. I've chosen this place for me. Hallelujah. Not for nobody else to dwell in. Don't you know when God chooses you, hallelujah, to be the body that he dwells in? Praise God that the Holy Spirit is anointed, hallelujah, and appointed in.
Yes.
Glory to God. Can nobody else dwell there but him? Hallelujah. This
hallelujah.
Is my faith. And I ain't talking about it in the social media platform. He said, this is my place. This is my block. This is my place. I chose this place to me. Glory to God. God has chosen you tonight for himself. Glory to God. Not for nobody else. Well, how did he tell it to Moses? Thou shalt have no other gods before me. Hallelujah. This is my spot. Hallelujah. That's my throne. Hallelujah. That's where I sit.
Yes,
glory to God. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
That's where I dwell. I dwell within you. I have chosen you to dwell with me.
Yes.
Glory to God. We got to thank God. See, that's why Jesus said, I must go. He said, I must go. Why? Because I'm limited in this flesh. As long as I'm in this flesh, I can be at one place, hallelujah, at one time. Hallelujah, praise God. I couldn't, amen, make it to Lazarus. Praise God, hallelujah, because I had to go straight to the door. Praise God, hallelujah. But that's because I'm in this flesh. Imagine God. Hallelujah, amen. Imagine the Word. Remember, God said in the beginning, there was the Word, and the Word was God, and the Word was with God. The Word was Jesus. The Word was Yahshua. But imagine going from being the Word to being wrapped in flesh to where I got to sleep now. Hallelujah. God's up all night. He don't sleep all night. But now, I got to take a nap. I'm tired. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Now, I'm hungry. I got to eat. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Now, I'm stuck in this flesh. I could be over there and over here at the same time. Glory to God. But I'm stuck in this flesh. It's best that I go. Hallelujah. Because when I go back, I'm sending one back just like me. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Except he ain't wrapped in flesh like this. He can be over there. He can be over here. What's the word? I'm not present. Glory to God. Hallelujah. He's everywhere and here all at the same time. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Praise God. And because of that, he said, I can dwell in the apostle. I can dwell in the elder. I can dwell in both the first ladies. I can dwell in the children. I can dwell in the children's children's children. Hallelujah. All at the same time. Why? Because I'm not present. Hallelujah. And I have chosen. Hallelujah. See, when we get to the New Testament, the Lord said, I don't want to dwell. He said it in the Old Testament. The Spirit left the synagogue. The Spirit left the temple. I don't want to dwell in these four walls no more. I want to dwell in you. Glory to God. Hallelujah. So when he talks about a house of sacrifice,
yes, Lord,
he's talking about you now. It's no longer about the building. It's no longer about the brick. It's no longer about the wood. Hallelujah. It's no longer about the concrete or the stained glass windows. Hallelujah. It's not about the carpet. Glory to God. It's about you. Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord.
You are the building that God has chosen as a house of sacrifice. What's the sacrifice?
Hallelujah.
I sacrifice you for God.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
I'm sacrificing me for God. My body, hallelujah, how Paul said it, my body is a living sacrifice. Hallelujah. Praise God. And I'm going to sacrifice, amen, my want, my desire, glory to God, my flesh, the incarnate me, hallelujah, for the spiritual ones of God. That's why he said, hallelujah, amen, I will give you the desires of your heart. And we love to quote that scripture, glory to God, especially when we try to hype the people up, hallelujah, and tell them God's about to bless you. He's about to open up the windows and pour out a blessing. He's about to give you the desires of your heart. But the scripture before that says, hallelujah, amen, the shoulders not got a man here. Oh, glory to God. See, we can't get everything we desire because we desire in stuff that ain't out. Some of us desire other people's husbands, other people's wives, other people's money. Glory to God, other people's voice, and other people's pain. We want other people's lives, glory to God, instead of the life God has prepared for us. Glory to God. Hallelujah. 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 He has made you a house. Hallelujah. Sacrifice. And he told you. Then he said, listen, Paul, the few are chosen. And you are one of the few. Hallelujah. That are chosen. Why weren't nobody else chosen? Because they don't want to answer the call. Hallelujah. They don't want to answer the call of sacrifice. Glory to God. They're having too much fun partying. Hallelujah. Amen. Fornicating. Sinning. Glory to God. Hallelujah. They ain't ready yet. You have some people, that's what they'll tell you. I ain't ready yet. Glory to God. Hallelujah. But those of us that's ready, Glory to God. Hallelujah. He says, I have chosen you as a house. Hallelujah. I'm going to live in you. I'm going to dwell in you. Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. But let's look at verse 13. Verse 13 says, if I set up the heaven, that there be no rain. Wait a minute. Hold up. We talking about a drought. Hallelujah. Praise God. See, the reason why he's talking about no rain, the writer is emphasizing that because we're talking about a time where people live, everybody was a farmer. They either had farms, they had some kind of vegetation, or they had some animals. Praise God. Hallelujah. But either way, the vegetation, amen, has to be watered. Praise God. And the animals have to have water to drink. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Amen. So every time there's a drought in your life, stop blaming the devil for it. Uh-oh. Praise God. Every time, hallelujah, the rain ain't raining, hallelujah, quit blaming the enemy, hallelujah, and look at God. What is God trying to tell you? Come on, praise God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. He said, if I set up the heaven that there be no rain, or if I command the locust to devour the land, to eat up the land, the locust, your crop, your heart, if I command, Lord, praise God. See, we got people every day, every Sunday they in church blaming the devil. My harvest didn't come in. Hallelujah. The devil is busy. I didn't get this. The devil is busy. I didn't get that. It was mine to have, but I didn't receive it. And because it was mine to have and I didn't get it, it must be the devil. Hallelujah. The devil sent them locusts to eat up my crops. Glory to God. The devil, hallelujah, has set up the heavens so it don't rain. Praise God. Hallelujah. Watch this. In the last one, he say, or if I send pestilence among my people. Hallelujah. Pestilence is sickness. Hallelujah. Amen. Some might say disease. Glory to God. Hallelujah. He said, if I send this, glory to God. Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. He said, if I send this, hallelujah. We blaming the enemy. We blaming the devil. Hallelujah. Praise God. But God said, hallelujah, I'm the one that's causing drought. I'm the one, hallelujah, that's causing your crops to be devoured. I'm the one, hallelujah, amen, that's sending the sickness among my people. Praise God. Hallelujah. But why? Hallelujah. We always say we serve a good God. We serve a God that loves us. We serve a God that's graceful and merciful, hallelujah, and faithful and forgiving. Then why would God, hallelujah, shut up the heavens? Why, hallelujah, amen, would God send the locusts to eat the crops up? Why, praise God, would God, amen, send sickness to his people? Hallelujah, amen. Verse 14 tells it all. We read this verse all the time. Hallelujah, amen. He say, if my people, hallelujah, which are called by my name. Hallelujah, praise God. And everybody's calling themselves a Christian. Oh, glory to God. Everybody's calling themselves a Christian. Everybody, if they ain't calling themselves a Christian, they calling themselves a child of God. Hallelujah. Church folks, Jews, hallelujah, Muslims, Christians. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Everybody claiming to be a child of Jehovah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Everybody saying, that's my daddy. Hallelujah. Amen. So if my people who were called by my name, amen, shall humble themselves. Oh, wait a minute. Hallelujah. Maybe we got some reasons why God didn't shut up the heavens and sent pestilence and sent the locusts. Hallelujah. Maybe we haven't humbled ourselves. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Amen. He said, humble themselves and pray. Glory to God. Hallelujah. And pray. And seek my faith. Glory to God. And everybody listening right now, oh, Elder, I humble myself. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Oh, Elder, I pray. I pray all the time. Glory to God. Elder, I seek God's face on a daily. I'm always in meditation in the Word. I'm always seeking God's face. Hallelujah, amen. But this is a four-step program. Hallelujah. And turn from their wicked way. See, a lot of us jumped in it. Hallelujah, amen. And started praying, started humbling ourselves. Hallelujah. Started reading the Bible, trying to figure God out, trying to seek his face. But then we turn. Hallelujah, from our wicked ways. Oh, I stopped drinking. I stopped smoking. But what about your wicked ways? I thought those was wicked ways. No, I'm talking about your nasty attitude. I'm talking about how you cut people out. I'm talking about how you flip people off in traffic. Glory to God. Hallelujah. And got the nerve to say, I am a Christian bumper sticker on the back of your car after you just flipped somebody off. Glory to God. Hallelujah. I stopped cheating on my wife. Hallelujah. Amen. But you're still abusive. Hallelujah. Praise God. I stopped messing around on my husband. Glory to God. But you still treat him like a child. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Praise God. You still submitting to other men. You may not be sleeping with them, but you still submitting to them. Hallelujah. Because you haven't turned from your wicked ways. Hallelujah. Yeah. We think we done turned. Hallelujah. Because of what traditional church folks tell us. You know the old Church of God in Christ. Hallelujah. Long as your skirt go below your knees and your pants ain't. You have no pants now. Hallelujah. Your cleavage can't be showing. Praise God. And make sure your head is covered. And watch how you talk. Don't cuss. Praise God. In other words, come off as if you appear to be saved. Glory to God. Hallelujah. See, a lot of people worry more about the appearance, hallelujah, than whether it's really taking effect. Glory to God. Hallelujah. We like an old raggedy car. The motor don't work. Radio don't work. Ain't no muffler. Glory to God. Hallelujah. But you got it candy painted, rims on it, and the windows tinted. From the outside, it looks good. I want to hop in and drive it. Glory to God. Hallelujah. But when I turn the key, don't nothing happen. Why? Hallelujah. Because I didn't work on the inside. Oh, glory to God. Hallelujah. See, we always work on the outside, but we don't work on the inside. We want to dress everything up. Jesus said it like this. You like a tomb. You like a graveyard. Hallelujah. Oh, yeah, the headstones are shined up all nice, the grass cut. You even put some roses, hallelujah, on the tombstones. But inside those tombs are dead man's bones. Glory to God, hallelujah. Glory to God, hallelujah. See, there's some wicked things we got to turn from. And another wicked thing, the main busted. Yeah, this don't sound like a wicked thing to some people. Hallelujah. Your doubt. Your doubt. Do you know, hallelujah, that the sins of Israel is not what kept the first generation from reaching the promised land? Hallelujah. It wasn't a sin. It wasn't no adultery, lying, cheating, stealing. That's not what kept them out of the promised land. And I wondered because I read it, and God said, I will not dwell with these wicked people. Well, Lord, what did they do so wicked? Ain't they covered by that blood of that lamb that they kill every year? Hallelujah, praise God. Ain't they covered by the blood? So if they covered by the blood, you don't see they sin. So what wickedness is you talking about? When they said, hallelujah, they couldn't take the promise, hallelujah, that I told them they could. Hallelujah, they doubt. They disbelieve. That's a wicked way. Glory to God, hallelujah. Anytime you doubt the ability of God, God categorizes that as wickedness. Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. How do you feel when you assign a task but nobody believes you're going to complete it? Hallelujah. You go to work, they tell you to do something. You at home, somebody at home tell you to do something, but they don't think you can do it. Hallelujah. Praise God. When you put yourself in that mindset, now you're getting into the mindset of God. How dare you ask me and then don't believe me? Oh, glory to God. Hallelujah. I'm going to say that. How dare you ask me, and then you don't believe me. For 300-400 years, praise God, the Israelites were walking around Egypt saying, Lord, you promised us a land. Lord, you said you was going to bring us out of here. Lord, you said this. Lord, you said that. And then when I do it, you got the nerve to complain that I bring you out here to die. Hallelujah. We can't take the land. The giants are too big. The land eats up its inhabitants. Glory to God. Hallelujah. We ain't strong enough. We like ants in our own eyes. Hallelujah. Praise God. Therefore, we like ants in their eyes. Glory to God. Hallelujah. That is wickedness. Hallelujah. God said, I'm going to give you houses you ain't built. Vineyards you didn't grow. Hallelujah. Translation, I'm going to give you stuff you don't even have to pay for.
Yes.
Hallelujah. But we don't believe. I don't see that, Lord. Hallelujah. I don't see how somebody going to give me a car I ain't got to pay for. I just don't see it. I don't see how I'm going to get a car I ain't got to pay for. Where I'm going to get these clothes from that you're talking about, Lord? You keep saying it. You that sounds like doubt. Hallelujah, praise God, because a true believer, amen, was sitting wait. Hallelujah, sitting wait, because they know God is going to deliver on his promise. Praise God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So God says, and turn from their wicked ways. Hallelujah. He says, then will I hear from heaven, and will forgive their sins, and will heal their land. We want to blame the world for everything that's going on right now. Although the book of Revelation says all this is going to happen. The plagues that are in this book are going to come out this book and into your life. Maybe not you personally. Hallelujah, amen. But you can't cut on the TV. You can't cut on social media. Praise God. It's a drought right now. They're running out of food. They ain't got no hay for the horses or the cows. Glory to God. Hallelujah. All the food production plants are burning to the ground. Glory to God. You got COVID-19, COVID-20, COVID-89. Hallelujah. You got monkeypox 32. Glory to God. Hallelujah. You still got HIV, AIDS, cancer. Hallelujah. All these pestilence or plague in the land. Hallelujah. And we telling amen, praise God, the world, if y'all don't stop, hallelujah, and God saying no, hallelujah, you the one need to stop. See, we got this thing reversed. We think the world is in charge. And every time they do something, God moves. No. See, that's what we got to twist it. We are the ones in charge. Praise God. Hallelujah. We run this thing. And every time, hallelujah, we move, hallelujah, that's when God moves. Because God ain't waiting on the Gentiles. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Why would you wait on somebody that don't even believe in you? Praise God. He's talking to the people that say they believe, say they saved, sanctified, filled with the Holy Ghost. And why are you doubting me? Praise God. Hallelujah. 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 Why are you thinking about, amen, giving up on them kids? Why are you thinking about giving up, hallelujah, on your ministry? Why are you thinking about, hallelujah, giving up, hallelujah, on your marriage? Praise God. Don't you know? That's the problem. We think too much instead of knowing. Hallelujah. Don't you know, amen, I can fix anything? Well, I've been to Dr. Phil. Hallelujah. Oprah. Steve Harvey, I've been to all the major, hallelujah, counselors, and they can't help me. Glory to God. But God said, Jesus said it like this, through man, it's impossible. But with God, 99%, no, he didn't say that. Most things, no, a lot of things, no. What did he say? He said, all things, hallelujah, are possible. All things. Glory to God, hallelujah. When you going to give God a shot at it? When you going to let go, like the old folks say, when you going to let go, hallelujah, and let God? Glory to God, hallelujah. He say, when you do that, I will heal from heaven, and I will forgive your sin, and I will heal your land. Hallelujah. Praise God. We are the ones holding up the process. Hallelujah. Praise God. And the bad part about it, when we was in the world, we wasn't scared to check our home. Hallelujah. We wasn't scared to check our friends. Hold up. You messing with my bag. Hold up. You messing with the money. Hold up. You going to scare all the women away. Well, watch out now. You going to scare all the men. Hold on. We trying to get something right now. Praise God. Hallelujah. Well, what's so different now that you say? Hallelujah. Don't you want to, amen, be blessed? Praise God. You need to be like Caleb. Hallelujah. You need to be like Joshua. Glory to God. Hallelujah. You need to tell them, amen, I don't care what these other folks say, God. I'm down with you. Praise God. Hallelujah. Caleb, Joshua, and them, they had to wait. They had to wait for all these people to die. They the only original Hebrews that left out, hallelujah, of Egypt that made it into the promised land because they the only ones believed. So God caused a whole generation to die. I did a sermon one year. I said, please don't make me wait for you to die to get my blessing. Glory to God. Hallelujah. I don't want to be too old to enjoy what God got for me because of your doubt, because of your wickedness, because of your unbelief, because of your disbelief. Hallelujah. When my God can do all things. Hallelujah. Ain't no stopping my God. Hallelujah. When God say he going to do something, he going to do it. This is our problem. When we pray for something, we expect it to happen right away. Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. But he's an on-time God. On time. Not your time. Because your time is off. See, you think this is the right time. Hallelujah. Praise God. But you still on that Ray Charles. Wow, the night time is the right time. No, it ain't. Glory to God. Hallelujah. The right time is when God says it's the right time. Hallelujah. 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 Those of us that have a longevity, a little years under our belt can look back and say, I thought that was the right time, but now in hindsight, those of you don't know what hindsight means, that means that's when I look back at something. Glory to God. I mean, came out of it, I look back, and now I can see that when I thought it was the right time, hallelujah, it was the wrong time. If I would have got the bag then, I would have blew it. Hallelujah, praise God. Amen. If I would have found God then, I would have lost him. Oh, y'all ain't hearing me. Praise God, hallelujah. Praise God, hallelujah. It was not so system yet. Glory to God. Y'all ain't going to talk to me. Glory to God, hallelujah. We look back and say, why didn't I get saved sooner? God had a plan. Hallelujah. He had to take you through something so you could have a testimony about something. Hallelujah, because it's all in his timing. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Verse 15, you say, now mine eyes shall be open, and my ears attend unto the prayers that are made in this place. Hallelujah. He's saying, amen, praise God, my ears are open. Hallelujah. I'm attentive, hallelujah, to the prayers that you pray. Hallelujah. Because you follow the steps. You oh, my God, hallelujah. Praise God. You follow the steps. Hallelujah. You've humbled yourself. You done prayed. You're seeking his face, and you're turning. Hallelujah. From those wicked ways. You're turning from that disbelief. You're turning from that depression. You're turning from that funky attitude that you got. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. That negative attitude.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Praise God. Negativity can kill. Hallelujah. It can kill a dream. It can kill a promise. It can kill a marriage. It can kill a relationship. It can kill a career. Hallelujah, because negativity brings negative things. The world has something they call the power of attraction. Hallelujah. It's in the Bible. They just stole it and renamed it. Praise God. Hallelujah. It's what we call faith. Hallelujah. In the power of attraction, if you speak positive things into your life, then positive things will be attracted to you. Glory to God. Hallelujah. But the Bible says it like this. Faith come by and hearing by the word of God. Hallelujah. So what you hear determines the kind of faith you got. Hallelujah. If you're always hearing negative things from the world, then you're going to have negative faith. Faith means a strong belief. So you're going to have a strong belief that negative things are going to keep happening. Hallelujah. Praise God. A strong belief. But if you have the word of God, that's why he said meditate on it day and night. Hallelujah. If I meditate on it day and night, nothing in the world say, hallelujah, can vex me, can cause me to be moved because I got a solid foundation because I've been building it. Hallelujah, because I've been quoting the scripture. I've been reading the scripture. I've been standing on the scripture. And because I've been doing all of that, I cannot be budged. Hallelujah. Praise God. I'm not worried about enemies. Because he's making my enemies my footstool. Hallelujah. I don't care how many of them it is, because he prepares a table for me in their presence. Glory to God. I don't care about their tricks. Hallelujah. They trade, glory to God, because no weapon formed against me shall prosper. Glory to God. I'm not worried about how I feel in this situation. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Because I know all things are working together for the good of those that love God and are called according to his purpose. Glory to God. Hallelujah. 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 God. Hallelujah. We almost done. Praise God. God say, I've chosen you. Hallelujah. Amen. Praise God. I've chosen you to be the house that I dwell in. Praise God. I've chosen you to be the vessel that I dwell in. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Praise God. And he said, as long as you keep pouring into me, I'm going to keep pouring into you. Hallelujah. Praise God. As long as you humble yourself, see, you got to come down. See, a lot of us get saved and go up. Oh, I'm better than you. No, you're not. Glory to God. Hallelujah. You was just going to hell with us yesterday. Praise God. Now you going to heaven and you better than us. Praise God. But if you knew your word, the word say, hallelujah, the tax collectors and the prostitutes might beat you there. Glory to God. Hallelujah. So you need to humble yourself. You need to come down and realize if it wasn't for the grace of God. Hallelujah. I remember this example. Amen. If we were all in the ocean, I can't swim, but say I could. Praise God. Hallelujah. And we all got dropped 100 miles from shore. Praise God. But I'm only able to swim, hallelujah, 50 miles. Praise God, hallelujah. You're a little bit stronger than me. You're able to swim maybe 80 miles. Praise God, hallelujah. And sister over there, praise God, she's a little bit stronger than all of us. And she can swim 90 miles. Hallelujah. But it don't, watch this. It don't matter how much you can swim because we all came up short. Oh, God. See, the Bible says we all have sinned and fell short of the glory of God. Ain't now one of us making it to shore unless we get some grace. We all going to drown. I may drown first, but you going to drown next. I'm just going to wait on you, wait to see you pop up. Hallelujah, because you coming. Because you ain't going to make it without grace. Hallelujah, without the mercies of God. Hallelujah, you ain't going to make it. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Without Jesus, you ain't going to make it. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And God said, I've chosen you. Yeah, I called a bunch of people, but I chose you. Hallelujah. I handpicked you. Hallelujah. He told it to Jeremiah like this. Before I formed you. Oh, God. See, God said, I got my hands in this thing. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Somebody need to tell somebody God got their hands in his thing. Hallelujah. Amen. He said, before I formed you in your mother's belly, I knew you. And I ordained you. Hallelujah. To be prop, I put you in position before you was even born. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And he says, I've chosen you to dwell in me. That's why he said, don't worry about when you come under persecution what you're going to say. Hallelujah, amen, because I'm going to be your mouthpiece. Hallelujah. That's why he say, don't worry about, hallelujah, amen, how you going to come back at him, because I'm your mouthpiece, glory to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah on today. So it's up to us on today. Praise God, hallelujah. God say, I can dwell in you. Praise God, hallelujah. Amen. I can make you my house of refuge. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Praise God. But you got to follow these steps. Hallelujah. You got to humble yourself. You got to pray. You got to seek my faith. And most of all, you got to turn. See, the other three, a lot of us ain't got that many problems. I ain't got no problem praying. I ain't got no problem seeking his faith. Hallelujah. But they're turning. Oh, glory to God. Hallelujah. When we get to turning, oh, Lord, have mercy. Hallelujah. But God says, you can do it today. He said, if you have the faith the size of a mustard seed, you can do it. Glory to God. Hallelujah. So if I close this message on today, God has chosen you to be his vessel. Hallelujah. He has chosen you, hallelujah, to dwell in. He has chosen you to be his sanctuary. Hallelujah. His house of sacrifice on today. And you ought to be glad about it. You ought to praise him for it. The veil is ripped from the top to the bottom, and he is now dwelling within you. His Holy Spirit is in you. Hallelujah. And you ought to praise him. You ought to magnify him. You ought to thank him on today, glory to God. If it had not been for his grace, hallelujah. Now he's here. Hallelujah. Now he's healing us. Hallelujah. Praise God. He's providing. Hallelujah. Because we got this thing right. So you got to get this thing right. Glory to God. You can't just keep doing it any kind of way. Hallelujah. You got to get it right with God. Hallelujah. You got to seek his faith. You got to turn. Quit doubting God. You need to proclaim it. Hallelujah.
Yes.
You need to speak that thing. Hallelujah, all tonight. We thank God for his word. And we thank God for God being God. Hallelujah. All by himself. Glory to God on today. Hallelujah. We thank God for his word. Let's give God a praise. Hallelujah. For making us his house of refuge. Making us his sanctuary. Hallelujah. Let's magnify him. Hallelujah. Amen. For choosing us. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I'm going to say this and I'm going to move forward. It's a lot of people out there don't know, hallelujah, amen, they ain't been chosen. Oh, glory. So you ought to thank God that you've been chosen. If you hear the sound of my voice tonight, the Lord say you have been chosen. Oh, glory to God. Hallelujah. We thank God on tonight. We praise him. We magnify his holy name. Hallelujah. Is there anybody online tonight with a testimony, a prayer request, hallelujah, a comment, hallelujah, the line is open, amen, will there be one on tonight, glory to God, hallelujah, hallelujah, glory to God, glory, hallelujah, thank you, Jesus, yes, Lord. Amen, well, we thank God, amen, for everybody that called in and tuned in out there on Blog Talk Radio. If you're over there on IG, we thank God for you as well. Praise God. We truly hope you've been blessed with the word from the Lord on tonight. Amen. Praise God. Apostle Curry, did you have any words on tonight? Glory to God. Hallelujah. Amen. Apostle, you there? Praise God. Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord, man of God.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord.
Amen. Thanking God on tonight, amen, for his awesome word. Amen. God is always on time. Even when it seems like that he is late, his lateness is on our time, the right time. Hallelujah. Because God never is late for anything, because he's always there already, but he just got to manifest his presence. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
So I thank God on tonight, amen, for the word that he has brought forth. Amen. Come on, let's continue to give God praise and glory tonight wherever you at. Amen. Come on, give him praise wherever you may be right now.
Hallelujah.
Because God inhabits the praises of his people. Come on here, somebody.
Yeah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
If you want God to dwell, then all you got to do is give God some praise. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. If you want to loose God on the scene, just give God the praise. Hallelujah. Glory to God.
Glory
praise
to
ain't
God.
Predicated
Hallelujah.
Upon nothing but what he has already done for us. Amen. Every time we think about what he's done, we should be praising him. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Sorry, that he's done so much for me. I just can't tell it all. But we better find something to tell because, you know, when we set on our praises, we set on God. And how many know that we don't want to set on the Lord tonight? Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord.
Yes. We thank our God on tonight. Amen. Amen. We turn back over to the hands of our dear brother. Praise the Lord, Elder. Hallelujah.
Amen. 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 On tonight, we thank God for everybody that called in and tuned in. We want to remind everybody, if you want to sow a seed, praise God. The information is on your screen on how to do so. Praise God. Hallelujah. It's a blessing to be able to sow. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. I'm going to say that again. It's a blessing to be able to sow, praise God, because if you're able to sow, hallelujah.
Amen. Amen. Hallelujah.
Praise God.
Yes,
hallelujah. Like the man of God said, he's an on-time God. Hallelujah. I'm always saying, testify. Well, let me testify. Glory to God. Hallelujah. I was in here counting change. Hallelujah. I don't get the quarters and the dimes. I'm down to the nickels and the pennies. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Amen. And my phone was dead, glory to God. But when I charged it, I got a message that said I got a seed for you. Glory to God. Hallelujah.
Wow. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. It may not come when you want him because I wanted him to come Sunday. Glory to God. Mm. Hallelujah. I really wanted him to come Saturday. Tell you the truth, I wanted him to come Friday. Hallelujah. Praise God. But God said, I'm going to come Tuesday. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. Why? Because he's an old-time God. Hallelujah.
Yes,
not our time, but his time. And it's a blessing,
come
amen,
on.
Because that means, hallelujah, amen, if you able to sow, praise God, that means God has blessed you. Glory
praise
to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. That means God has blessed you. You ought to want to be able to sow, praise God. Hallelujah.
Amen.
You ought to want to be able to sow. Because if you're able to sow, praise God, that means God is going to continuously bless you. This is how he said it.
Amen.
God said it like this. I will give bread to the eater, but I will give seed to the sower. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Because if you sow seed, that means you got the wheat to make the bread. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Praise God. Amen. But if all you're doing is eating, I'll just feed you. Glory to God. Hallelujah. You'll be full. Glory to God. But you won't have a what they call it, an abundance. Hallelujah.
Ah,
praise
yeah.
God. Hallelujah. The abundance. Remember, you were, everybody say we want to give out our living like the old woman with the two widows, Mike, with the widow, Mike. Hallelujah. But remember, the people around her were giving out of their extra. Hallelujah. Praise God. Amen. And if we were to be honest, praise God, if I was to be honest, I hardly ever give out of my living. Praise God. Hallelujah. But most people don't give out of their bill money. They gas money. They phone bill money. They rent money. Glory to God. They live it. Hallelujah. They give out of the excess. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Praise God. So you ought to ask God to bless you to be able to give so you will have excess. Hallelujah. He said, I will give you, amen, pray, open up the windows of heaven that you won't have room enough. Hallelujah. Praise God. So when you begin to give, he's going to begin to give. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Amen. To where you don't have to give out to living. Praise God. It's one thing when you have to. Hallelujah. But God said, I'll make it where you don't have to. Glory to God. I'll make it to where you give into somebody else's living. Hallelujah. Praise God. I will make you a source for somebody else. Glory to God. He said it like this. I'm going to make you the lender and not the borrower.
And not the
Hallelujah.
Borrower.
Amen. I'm going to make you the head and not the tail.
And
glory to God. He said, I'm getting ready to switch this thing around that you got to trust me on tonight. Glory to God. And watch everything turn. Hallelujah. We thank God tonight, amen. Hallelujah. If you got a seed, get it sown in. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. Because when the water comes, hallelujah, it's going to be harvest time. And you don't want to be the only one with a dry field. Glory to God. Hallelujah. We thank God today for the man of God being on the line with us tonight. We thank God for the word on tonight. Hallelujah. He has chosen us to be his house. Hallelujah. To be his sanctuary. Hallelujah on tonight. Amen. And we will be back tomorrow night. My brother will be bringing forth the word of God on tomorrow night. Hallelujah. So you don't want to miss that. Praise God. Hallelujah. I guarantee you, he always comes with something fiery, something that's on time. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Amen. So tune in tomorrow night. That's at 7 o'clock Pacific, 8 o'clock Midwest, 9 o'clock Central Standard Time, and 10 o'clock Eastern Standard Time, more than an hour of power. Tomorrow night, hallelujah, the Comedic Jewish Fellowship, hallelujah, will be in the house. Hallelujah, amen.
Yes.
Praise God. Bringing forth a dynamic word as usual. Amen. We've had a blessed time in the Lord on tonight. I thank God for everybody that called in and tuned in. We truly hope that the word has blessed somebody. Amen. On tonight. I'm going to ask Apostle Curry if he would do us the honor tonight, amen, and pray us out. Praise God.
Father, we thank you on tonight. We give you praise on tonight. Thank you for your word, oh God. Hallelujah. We thank you, Lord, for how you have spoken on tonight. Lord God, we ask you right now, God, to put a special blessing on our brother tonight, God, Lord. Hallelujah. And he is given, Lord. Hallelujah. What you have told him to give us, God. Hallelujah. Thank you for replenishing the virtue, God, that has left him, God. Thank you for refreshing him, oh God. Even on tonight, God, we give you the glory on tonight. And we give you all the praise, God. We thank you, Lord, that your word declares that your word will not return void, but accomplish that which you sent it out to do. We thank you, Lord, that you're doing a new thing, God, in the midst. We thank you for the new thing, God, that we feel around us. God, help us to embrace it, oh God, because, Lord, you are truly a wonderful, awesome God. And not only that, God, but you are an awesome Father, God. Hallelujah. We testify, God, of your goodness, oh God. We praise you. We extol you, God. We speak highly of you, God. Hallelujah. We thank you, God. Hallelujah. And we give you the glory. We thank you that the enemy is already a defeated foe. Amen. We bind him and put him up under our feet tonight. We say, oh, daraba. Hey, thank you, God. We thank you for power, God. Amando. Thank you for the power that's being released tonight. Amen. I don't know if you feel it, but the power of the Holy Ghost is being released tonight. Hallelujah. There's a fresh virtue of power that God is sending in this hour, Lord. Hallelujah. We thank you, Lord. They that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings like an eagle. We thank you for the eagle wings, God.
Yes,
and we
Lord.
Thank you for being able to soar above the clouds. Hallelujah. We give you the praise tonight and the honor. Continue to bless God as only you can. In Yeshua HaMashiach's name we pray. Amen. And amen. Somebody give God a shout. Somebody give him a praise. Praise God. Thank you.
Thank you, Lord.
Turn back to the hand of our dear elder. Amen.
Amen.
Praise God.
Amen. Thank you, Apostle. Praise God. Hallelujah. On behalf, amen, of everybody on behalf of First Lady and Apostle, amen, praise God, and his First Lady, we thank every one of y'all on tonight for joining us. Amen. We hope everybody have a blessed night. Go with God, and don't forget to say your prayers and watch what God can manifest in your life on tomorrow. Praise God. And this is why we praise him, because of who he is. And we'll see y'all tomorrow night. Y'all be blessed. Praise God. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Uh-oh, it's not working. Oh.
Yes,
sir. Amen. Hallelujah. One second. Couple of technical difficulties. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Here we go. Amen. Because of who you are, Lord. Hallelujah. That is why we give you the praise. Hallelujah. We'll see y'all tomorrow night.
Glory because of who you are, I give you praise. Because of who you are, I will lift my voice and say, Lord, I worship you because. life-changing moment. You won't leave the same way you came. He's in our very midst. You will be healed, delivered. He's here to set you free. And because God is near, anything can happen. About to experience a life-changing moment. You won't leave the same way you came. 'Cause he's in our very midst. You will be healed, delivered. He's here to set you free. And because God is near, anything can happen. Name of Fisher William Murphy. He
gotta make your body language prophesy. I'm stealing that for the night vision. When you say breakthrough, I need you to break out of the stuff that you're in. And I need you to break for it.
I am just one brain from my face.
I don't know if y'all really got it. I need you to get in your neighbor's face. I need you to prophesy to them and tell them you are just there.
Happening here.